I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Roughly 80% of Zimbabwe's population is in poverty, with inflation expected to grow to just under 5,000%. Global Aid Network's Jay Walstead took in a mission team to help meet medical needs, build onto an existing school, and do vacation Bible school. Walstead says the local church is handling the follow-up.
There's 22 churches in the area, and we had several of the pastors help us with interpreting while we were working with the kids. We showed the Jesus film in the evenings, and many people responded. And so the pastors, because they were there through the whole thing, we were constantly encouraging people to get connected with the local church.
Next, cyclists from evangelical churches across Russia are riding in an historic 9,000-mile evangelistic journey. The Union of Evangelical Christians Baptist Transcontinental Gospel Expedition began earlier this week. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
The UECB bicycling evangelistic teams are planning on passing through 89 towns. They'll be holding 117 planned evangelistic events, places ranging from town squares to concert grounds, community centers, and churches.
Griffith believes the potential of this kind of event is untapped. Please pray. And after 30 years of translation, 800 Mankoli people welcomed the completion of the first Mankoli New Testament. Thanks to a partnership with a local member of the SIM International Church, 2,000 copies were printed in Benin as a test run. The local king of the Mankoli believes their language will now be preserved through writing. Pray that having God's word in their language will renew vigor and vision in the Mankoli Church. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.